This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. 13 political parties submit applications to Election Commission for January 25th National Assembly election. Nepali Congress registers party in commission for election purpose. Dr. Babu Rambhatrai, Janardhan Sarma, Santosh Pariyar and other leaders announce formation of Progressive Democratic Party. Entrepreneurs face challenges in importing goods from China as Kerung border remains obstructed for the last 5 months. And U.S. hails tremendous progress in Ukraine peace talks. Now the news in detail. A total of 13 political parties have submitted applications for the National Assembly election scheduled for January 25th. According to the Election Commission, applications for the National Assembly election were to be submitted from the 17th of November till yesterday. Similarly, Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhatrai informed that 56 political parties have so far submitted applications for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. As per the approved schedule of the Commission, the application submission period for House of Representatives election will run until the 26th of November. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has submitted an application to the Election Commission for registration for the upcoming National Assembly and House of Representatives election. In the recent meeting of the Congress Central Working Committee decided to register the party for election purposes. Nepali entrepreneurs have encountered significant challenges since the Kerung border has been shut for the last 5 months. On July 8, flooding in the Lamli stream at the Nepal-China border resulted in the destruction of the Nepal-China friendship bridge over Miteri Khola in Raswa, leading to the prolonged closure of the Kerung border. As a consequence of this closure, clothing and other materials intended for the festivals are currently held up at the border. Saroj Kumar Shrestha, the former president of the National Trade Association, reports that approximately 200 containers of goods meant for the festivals are trapped at the Kerung border. At the Korola border, the entry of transport vehicles carrying goods is subject to strict regulations. Business people express concerns that only 4 to 5 transport vehicles receive passes daily to enter China. Former Prime Minister Dr. Babu Rambhatrai and former ministers Ram Karki, Janardhan Sarma, Sudhan Kirati, along with former lawmaker Santosh Pariyar and others have announced the formation of the Progressive Democratic Party. At a program held in Kathmandu yesterday, Dr. Babu Rambhatrai formally announced the party. The Progressive Democratic Party was declared following the unification of Dr. Babu Rambhatrai-led Nepal Socialist Party Naya Shakti, Janardhan Sarma's Progressive National Campaign and Santosh Pariyar, who recently left the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. Presenting the party's charter at the unification announcement event, leader Janardhan Sarma said the Progressive Democratic Party was formed because a political initiative had become necessary to ensure that the sacrifices made during various past movements and the recent Gen Z uprising do not go in vain. He stated that the party was established as a means to build an economically, politically and culturally strong and equitable nation by correcting the distortions seen in the current politics. The party has proposed a 151-member central committee. Dr. Babu Rambhatrai is set to take an custodian role in the party. Party leaders said that the leadership would move forward with an inclusive and collective spirit. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said the government formed by the Gen Z movement will not let the contributions of those injured and killed in the movement go in vain. Recalling the Gen Z movement of the 8th and 9th September at a felicitation and congratulations program organized by Kalinak Secondary School in Kalinchok, Suna Khani of Tolakai yesterday, the communication minister said the current government has prioritized good governance while reducing corruption. mentioning that the government is working in preparation for the upcoming election on the 5th of March, the communication minister urged all parties and citizens to participate responsibly in the election. He emphasized that now the nation must move forward by prioritizing development and good governance. The Ministry of Home Affairs has stepped up preparations for vehicle procurement to ensure the upcoming House of Representatives elections are conducted freely, fairly, and peacefully. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, procurement processes have progressed smoothly following approval from the Finance Ministry. A total of 351.1 million has been allocated for the purchase of 156 vehicles for Nepal Police, along with an additional rupees 453 million for 106 more vehicles. This includes 75 pickup vans, 1 prisoner van, 41 electric vehicles, 10 squad pickups, and vehicles for 28 officers. For the armed police force, the Finance Ministry has ensured funding to buy 59 vehicles, including 3 disaster response units, 50 Bolero pickups, 3 riot control trucks, and 2 ambulances. Officials say all the process have reached the final stage as the country prepares for the 5th March House of Representatives election. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has urged the public to remain alert as fire-related incidents continue to rise across the country. According to the authority, 18 disaster incidents were reported nationwide on the 8th of November, of which 15 were fire-related. A day earlier, 19 disaster incidents had occurred again with 15 fires. Significant damage to property was recorded in Makwanpur, Chitwan, Kaski and Kailali districts. 2 people were injured in these incidents and losses have been estimated at 5.37 million rupees. The authorities said several fires were caused by negligence while others resulted from electrical short circuits. The authority has called on people to handle fires and flammable materials responsibly. Now a sports update. After a rest day yesterday, the 7th day of the 2nd edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL cricket action resumes today at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur with 2 exciting matches. Today's first match, starting at 11:45 a.m, will feature Janakpur Bolts taking on Biratnagar Kings, while the second match, scheduled for 4 p.m, will see Karnali Yaks face Sudhir Paschim Royals. In the current points table, Sudhir Paschim Royals and Biratnagar Kings, having played 2 matches each, led with 4 points apiece. Kathmandu Gorkhas, with 3 matches played, are in the 3rd place with 2 points, while Pokhara Avengers sit at the bottom after losing both of their 2 matches. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States says a tremendous amount of progress has been made in negotiations over a proposed peace plan to end the Russia-Ukraine war. According to the BBC, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio made the remark after meeting Ukrainian and European negotiators in Geneva, though he cautioned that some work still remains. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were encouraging signals that President Donald Trump's team is listening to Ukraine's concerns. Russian President Vladimir Putin has already welcomed the proposals as a potential basis for settlement. A joint U.S.-Ukraine statement issued yesterday said both sides have agreed on an updated and refined peace framework and will work intensively in the coming days to finalize their joint position. The draft framework reportedly includes expectations that Russia will not invade neighboring countries and that NATO will halt further expansion. It also suggests a path to reintegrate Russia into the global economy, including lifting sanctions and inviting Moscow back into the G7, returning it to the G8. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, whereas the weather will be mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous region of Kosi province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 13 political parties submit applications to Election Commission for January 25th National Assembly election. Nepali Congress registers party in commission for election purpose. Dr. Baburam Bhattrai, Janardhan Sarma, Santosh Pariyar and other leaders announce formation of Progressive Democratic Party. Entrepreneurs face challenges in importing goods from China as Kerung border remains obstructed for last 5 months. And U.S. hails tremendous progress in Ukraine peace talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.